You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Superior City Council will soon decide on approving a $50,000 contract to investigate allegations of cultural issues, interpersonal conflicts, and potential personnel concerns in the police department. Superior Mayor Jim Payne has called for an outside review of the internal struggles, hoping to prevent the situation from evolving into a crisis. He requested $50,000 from the city to hire the OIR group, which the City Council will consider at their meeting on May 6th. Mayor Payne has not referenced specific incidents of the reported issues. A group of Ashland and Bayfield area organizations will be hosting an Earth Day event this weekend. The Shawamagon chapter of the Citizens Climate Lobby, the League of Women Voters of Ashland and Bayfield counties, and the United Presbyterian Congregation Church in Ashland will host a march through Ashland at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday. The march will have a theme of Our Power, Our Planet, with the goal of highlighting some of the various strides made towards transitioning to clean, renewable energy in the region. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting nominations for the Farm to School Advisory Council. The Advisory Council is responsible for making recommendations to the agency in support of their efforts to promote the use of locally grown foods in school meals. The council must also provide an annual report on those efforts to the state legislature. Nominations will be accepted until May 15th. Further information and all of the required paperwork for nominations can be found on the agency's website. Wisconsin Credit Union will provide Northwest Wisconsin residents with free shredding services next week with tax season in the rearview mirror. The organization's Barron office will be open to community members on Tuesday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Residents who visit the office will be able to shred 1 cubic foot's worth of documents for free in an effort to help them protect their sensitive and identifying information. The shredding services are available to both Wisconsin Credit Union members and the public and will be performed by ShredAway. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is sharing tips on keeping black bears away as the weather starts to warm up. According to a press release, there are an estimated 24,000 black bears in the state who will be exiting their dens and searching for food and new territory this spring. Residents should keep their garbage and pet food inside, remove bird feeders during active bear seasons, and properly clean and store grills. If a black bear does approach your property, you should try to scare it away with loud noises from a safe distance. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says he and state Republicans are making progress on potential tax cuts in the upcoming biennial budget discussions. Governor Evers has repeatedly told Republican lawmakers that he would not support passing a tax bill separately from the state budget, and Republicans say they're willing to consider including changes to the tax code in those budget discussions. At a Tuesday event, Governor Evers said he and Republican leadership have had good meetings on the cuts as they look to find some common ground. Washburn County wildlife experts are reminding residents to avoid using lead tackle during fishing season to help protect local animals that depend on the waterways. Experts say a wide range of animals could be affected by the use of lead tackle, ranging from the fish in the waterways themselves to eagles, swans, and turtles that feed on those fish. They're advising residents to clear out any lead lures and sinkers from their tackle boxes in favor of non-poisonous materials like tin, steel, and titanium. Hunters should also avoid using lead ammunition. Duluth transportation officials say they've crossed a significant milestone in the Twin Ports Interchange project. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, the final beam for the interchange project was set on Tuesday, officially completing a key structural phase of the reconstruction effort. When work is completed in full, officials say the Twin Ports Interchange will be more efficient and safe. The Department of Transportation is also planning to hold a virtual public meeting to give residents an update on the project on Monday afternoon. State Democrats have introduced legislation to protect access to abortion in the state by repealing restrictions like ultrasound requirements and insurance coverage bans. On Wednesday, State Representative Lisa Subek and State Senator Kelda Royce officially introduced the Abortion Rights Restoration Act. In addition to repealing those restrictions, the legislation would also repeal the 1849 law that effectively banned abortion in the state following the Dobbs decision. The state Supreme Court is also considering a lawsuit challenging that law. New data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction found most students are missing school less often year over year, but students from low-income families are still missing school at a higher rate. According to the data, overall chronic absenteeism dropped by about 2% from the 2022-23 school year to last school year. The overall rate in the 2023-24 school year was 17.7%, but the data found students from low-income families are still missing more than 1 in 10 days of school at a rate of nearly 30%. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers pick a receiver. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay. Last night at the NFL Draft,
with the 23rd pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers, for the first time since 2002, draft a wide receiver, Matthew Golden, wide receiver.
Packers president Mark Murphy, GM Brian Gutekunst on selecting Matthew Golden.
Well, I really sent in a different name, but Mark just announced what he announced, so it is what it is.
Golden's reaction on being the first receiver the Packers picked in the first round since Javon Walker.
It's always been a dream of mine to go in the first round. To know that they haven't picked a receiver since 2002, man, it's truly a blessing.
NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 3 in their playoff series tonight in Milwaukee. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lots to see in the theaters this weekend, including good kids stuff. As A24's The Legend of Ochi opens, A24 is making movies like they used to be made, and it's a wonderful thing. Their newest effort, a fantasy adventure, tells the story of a girl who is scared of a rare species called the Ochi. The film is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with 85%. Star Wars fans may or may not like that Revenge of the Sith is being re-released. Only 66% of audiences enjoyed this film. You give it another chance? Horror film Until Dawn tells the story of a group of friends forced to live the same night over and over in the woods. The film is not yet rated, but looks absolutely gruesome. And if you're in the mood for an action thriller, check out The Accountant 2, starring Ben Affleck as Christian Wolfe, who uncovers a conspiracy and goes on the hunt for a network of killers. Certified fresh at 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. There will be a new pope soon, and thanks to the movie Conclave, more people know how the new pope will actually be selected. As it turns out, after Pope Francis passed away earlier in the week, people are even more curious as they are streaming the living daylights out of the film. The film was nominated for Best Picture at this year's Oscars and stars John Lithgow, Stanley Tucci, Ralph Fiennes, and Isabella Rossellini. Good film. My money's on Isabella or John Lithgow. Ben Affleck and Matt Damon have experienced tremendous success in Hollywood since their hit film Good Will Hunting. Affleck appeared on the Today Show earlier this week to promote The Accountant 2, which opens this weekend. When shown a shirtless picture of Accountant 2 co-star John Bernthal next to a shirtless Damon, who looks completely shredded at 54, Affleck started teasing him about his physique. Affleck teased him again on the set of Access Hollywood. It's always tough to see your ex get in shape. The Conners' final episode aired Wednesday night and broke an age-old rule in saying goodbye. Roseanne aired for 10 seasons before going off the air in 1997. They tried to reboot the show in 2018, but Roseanne was let go after controversial social media posts. The show stayed on the air as The Conners, starring John Goodman, Sarah Gilbert, Laurie Metcalf, and Lacey Goranson. The show just wrapped its seventh and final season with John Goodman breaking the fourth wall and looking right at the camera and just saying goodnight. Great cast. Speaking of Roseanne, even though she was let go from the show she created in 2018 and had difficulties with the cast from time to time, the show honored her by mentioning her often in the final episode and even having the main characters stand over her grave. Roseanne's character was killed off after an accidental opioid overdose and saw the family take on Big Pharma in a lawsuit. Yes, it's a sitcom. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few showers this morning, then gradually becoming partly cloudy here by later this afternoon. Our high today near 58. Wind will be north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 36. Tomorrow, sunny, 63 on Sunday. A few off and on showers with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.